Okay, good morning, everyone. We continue our Wednesday morning 10-minute cup of Joe and No. Enjoy some coffee and donuts. As we continue Sha'arim B'Tfila, we're on the Pirkei Siyum page, Kufay and Zion 177. Here in the concluding chapter, Rav Pinkus has been reminding us that we only get out of something proportional to the amount that we put in, to the preparation that we make in advance. We walk into something not having given it any thought, not having made any effort, not having offered any strategy, then we walk out and we don't achieve nearly what we could have accomplished. That's true for a business meeting we're walking into. It's true with time we dedicate for our spouse or with our children. It's true if we're going to lobby or advocate with an elected official about something that's near and dear to our heart. And it's true most of all within tefillah. We'll put little preparation if we're not ready in every manner. Last week we talked about being ready from a physical perspective. That the idea of relieving oneself, of going to the bathroom before davening, is not just an idea of the prohibition of davening when you feel the urge to go, but it's also part of the exercise of getting ready. That before you go into that critically important meeting, before you go in to the show, to the theater, that you don't want to miss a second, one of the things on your checklist to do is, let me just go to the bathroom, I'll meet you inside. Or would you mind waiting out here, let me just go into the bathroom. So similarly, or lahavdil, you're about to go into davening, one of the preparations you do, not just to avoid violating the halacha, but in a proactive way, to exhibit a sense of getting ready, of being prepared, of anticipating, is not only spiritually, emotionally, but physically. We're in the top paragraph, Kufay and Zayin. V'cheinu inyu kabaz malchu shemayim shleima. Sh'raka sh'ainu chotef es akriya shema v'atfila. U'meichan atzim u'kodem b'chana d'rabu, m'schonin u'mischanin. U'mechashiv la'atzim ha'sh'osu l'amad l'fnei ha'shchina ha'kadosha. Only when you're not chopping a davening. You know, sometimes you chop a davening. Chopping a davening is, you'll notice, you know, we had the Parshas Noach petting zoo this past Sunday. So, stam, out of nowhere, someone said, oh, let's make mincha. Could avoid having to leave later for mincha. Oh, let's make mincha. Go in the other room for mincha. That mincha was qualitatively far inferior than the average mincha. Why? It wasn't set. You weren't anticipating it. It wasn't on your calendar. You weren't getting ready for it. Not everyone was dressed for it. I had one of my children there slurping his Sprite. You know, couldn't get him to stop. So it's just, it's not the same. You chop the mincha. You chop the kriya shema. You chop the davening. You run in. You're not prepared. You're not thinking. Last minute. It's like you saw somebody you've been waiting to have an important conversation with, but you didn't anticipate seeing them. So you see them and you feel, there's so many things I wanted to talk to you about. Hold on. Wait, 1 second. I feel like I'm not doing this justice. I wanted to talk to you about things, and we're just on the sidewalk having a conversation, drive-by, in passing, when there were really important, critical things I wanted to talk to you about. So, if a person's chopping a shema or a tefillah, you're not getting ready, so qualitatively it's going to be a different experience. In order to really be transformed by davening, to walk out a different person than you walked in, to find the strength and the chizik and the support to get through the day, to have the siyata d'shmaya, to grow in the amuna and bitachon, it's not just the experience once you're there, it's how you got there. It's the preparation you made, it's the anticipation, it's getting ready. Tzarech kedusha v'tahara, reishis kol nekiyas haguf. First, you physically need to be ready. Both your body needs to be clean, literally, relieve yourself. Person washes their hands before they come into davening. Person is dressed appropriately for davening. V'osa maisa nekiyas l'chvot shamayim, v'gam b'libo machshavoso yosif tahara taroso, v'yira al yiroso. And even if you're normally living with great Yiras Shemayim, you add to it a little bit more, a little meditation, a little focus, a little thinking about something lofty, exalted, enriching. V'az kasher yagil tefila atzma. If you actually put in that time. You know, imagine the exercise that before mincha. Mincha's called for 6:30. So you say to yourself, I'm getting to mincha at 6:25. Probably shouldn't come inside then, because then you'll never get this exercise done. You'll see people. At 6:25, you're going to pull into the shul parking lot. And at 6:25, you determine every single day, before I walk into mincha, I'm going to reflect on 3 things I want to be grateful for today. This worked out, the other thing worked out, the business deal, the thing with my wife, thing with my child, my parent. 3 things. 1 thing. 2 things. Whatever the number is. Come up with a checklist. Before I walk into mincha every day, shachar's a little harder. I mean, maybe for some people, the people like wake up at 4 a.m. every day, it's easier. But for me, it's harder. But you decide, mincha for me, if it's called for 6:30, is not 6:30. If it's called for 6:30, I have to be there at 6:25. Why? Because I have to go through a checklist of 3 things I'm grateful for. And I want to go through a checklist of 3 things that I need Hashem's help with. 3 upcoming things. Fighting my Yetzer Hara for something. a child of mine who needs a little extra attention, siyata deshmaya, help from Hashem in order to succeed, some upcoming meeting I have, business trip I'm going through, decision I have to make. We don't put that thought in. We do before we go into the meeting, business meeting, but we're going into this meeting with Hashem three times a day, the greatest, most important meeting there is, the meeting that supersedes all others. Yesterday in the Parsha class, we talked about at the end of the Parsha, Hashem introduces Himself to Avram as Kel Shakai, Shin Dalad Yud, one of the names of Hashem. Rashi, the Ibn Ezra, the Mefarshim all try to understand what is at the root of this name of Hashem, Shin Dalad Yud. Ibn Ezra says, Shodeid, Kadosh Baruch Hu overwhelms nature. But Rashi says, Dai comes from Dayecha, Dayenu, Dai, where Hashem says to Avram, Avram, He says, I am Kel Shakai, Hisalech Lefanai Veyesamim. Walk before me and be tzmimistic. What does it have to do with the name Shin Dalad Yud? What Hashem is saying to Avram is, you know, whatever you need in life, whatever you want, whatever you crave, whatever is necessary, I'm the source of it. I can bring it. I provide its success. Die. It's all with me. I'm the source of everything. So don't, heye samim, be wholesome, be complete. Don't read the horoscope and don't follow superstitious nonsense. And don't run after skulas that have no basis in our Torah Kedosha. And don't pursue and run after and heye samim. Be with me. Why? Because I'm the God of Shin Dalad Yud. Dai. It's enough. It's enough to invest and rely and lean on me. It's all in me. So imagine if Mincha wasn't 6:30, when it's called for 6:30 for you, for us, it's 6:25. And you have a checklist. Here are three things I'm grateful about. And here's three things I need Hashem's help for. Upcoming decision I have to make, a difficult meeting I have to have, a problem I'm having with my child, and so on and so forth. It would be categorically different experience. It'd be transformative. You'd walk out so different than you walked in, and you'd bring that home to your family. If you came home after Mincha Maariv, and you had this experience of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, an experience of an exercise in humility and emunah, and feeling dependent and relying on Hashem, imagine not only how transformative it would be to you, but imagine walking in the front door and bringing that to our family and to our home. That anticipation, that preparation, that strategizing, that's all what Chazal had in mind when they said, prepare yourself, get ready. They say about the Griz, Rav Velvel Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav, Shomar al Atzmo, he said about himself, the Griz used to get ready for Havdalah for several hours before Havdalah. Now, the Griz did not have a movie he had to make. He wasn't counting down to Havdalah because he couldn't wait for Ois Shabbos. He couldn't wait for Shabbos to end. He had some big Motzei Shabbos plans, some big social event he was going to. What does that mean? It doesn't mean before Avdala you could find him in the corner sitting Indian, sitting with his legs crossed, humming and meditating on Avdala. That's not what it means. What was he doing before Avdala? He was davening Maariv, what we all do before Avdala. Before that he was schmoozing and learning and he was eating Shalash Shudas. It doesn't mean he was literally thinking about meditating about Avdala. What it means is, before he said the words, Hamavdil bin Kodesh Lachol, bin Yisrael La'amim, when he said these words, he was thinking about him. We get to Avdala, and we're yelling because this kid's talking and the other kid's not in the room even though we called them 15 times and this one's dripping the candle on her sister and we're trying not to spill the cup because we overflowed it because we want to get Chef a bracha this week so we poured extra. And our mind is in 100 other places other than in Avdala because we're just trying to put a check and get it done with because everyone has to get on to the Saturday night activity. Avdala is one of the loftiest, most beautiful little tefillos we say. Hamavdil, it defines who we are as a people. It should define our week. Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol. That our mission, that our life is to distinguish between all these things. So when the Brisker Rav said he was thinking about getting ready for Avdala the whole end of Shabbos, he didn't mean he was sitting in a corner thinking about Avdala, but he meant in the back of his mind, during Shalosh Shuras, in the back of his mind already during Maariv, he's thinking about the values of Havdalah, the meaning of Havdalah. By the time he got to be saying Havdalah, he was in Havdalah. He was mamash being Mavdil. He was being Mavdil. And it's an entirely different experience. So not only to the davening, to the brachas we make, to the Havdalah we recite, imagine if all of Kabbalah Shabbos were imagining our Kiddush at the table that night. Again, I won't describe, this is not me, I'm talking about my neighbors, but the typical Kiddush, you know, is kind of the same thing. This kid is fighting which seat they get to be in near you, and the guests, and you're thinking about what are you going to talk to this guest about, and your head is in 1,000 other places other than the Kiddush. But imagine if during Kabbalah Shabbos, you're welcoming the Shabbos Queen, and you're picturing, you're imagining, this Kiddush, what this Kiddush is going to be. You're going to be Mekadeh Shabbos. You're going to welcome Shabbos. You're going to change and transform our home from a weekday to a Shabbos. So for everything that we recite, the experience is directly related, proportional to the amount of effort and preparation that we put in. And when we get very little out, well, I'm not inspired, this doesn't inspire me. You know, we have to think about, well, what did we do to generate inspiration? How much did we put in? What kind of effort did we make in order to prepare for that experience? The Havdil, people go to a football game, they tailgate hours before. The whole week before, they're thinking about who's buying the hot dog, who's buying the steak, who's buying the meat, which jersey am I going to wear, how are we going to whatever. The whole tailgating. You know, you'd think the tailgating was the ikkar and the football game was the tuffel, but they put all the whole tailgate, what it's going to be the tailgate before the football game. So you put in 5% of that effort for mincha. Let's tailgate before mincha. Who wants to meet in the parking lot and think about what we want to be grateful to Hashem for, what we're going to ask Him for? Let's have a tailgating party before mincha to really, we'll put on the Hashem jersey, we'll get ready to go, it'll be unbelievable, we'll root for Hashem. We know that the experience is directly related to the preparation. Everyone should have a phenomenal week.